So the gospel, the scriptures today kind of give us two long readings. And so that first reading about, we're still talking about King David, as we did last week. Remember David and Goliath. But the promise from that first reading is that, you know, King David wanted to build a temple for God. Because he, like he said, they've been living in tents by roaming around the desert. And David thought God deserved a solid structure, a temple. But what the Lord told David was, the day is coming when I will build a temple on one of your heirs, on one of your descendants. And we know that Jesus is that descendant of David. And in the very body of Jesus, he has built his temple, the body of Christ. And so we do have church buildings, and they're necessary. But just as necessary is us to be a member of that body, to be built up as a member of the temple of God. So that's the promise that God gave to David, that one day there would be a body of Christ, a body of God, and this is who we are. And so how do we get built up into that body? It's where the gospel comes. And this is one of those interesting parts of the gospel, because Jesus tells a parable, and then he helps us to understand it. He normally doesn't do that. He just tells a parable and leaves it for us to understand. But this is one of his first ones, and this is a major one. And the reason why he explains it for us is because it's necessary for us to understand this one. Because if we don't understand this one, then the rest, the others, won't really make any sense to us. And so if you remember last week, we had the story of David and Goliath. And I said, that's a true story. It really happened. But we don't have giants in our lives, and we don't have slingshots. So how do we apply that story to our life? That's what Jesus did with the parable he told. He told a parable, he told a story, then he applied it to their lives. He told a story about a seed. I'm sure everyone has seen a seed, and probably in some of your science classes, you've planted a seed in a styrofoam cup and you watch it grow. To see the amazing work that God can do with the smallest of things. And so his story is about seed and fruit. And what do you do with fruit? You eat it. Because if you remember, this is a time before Publix, before any grocery store, before Chick-fil-A, before restaurants. The only food they had to grow, or they had to eat the animals that they were raising. They were responsible for their own food. They couldn't go out and get it. They didn't have microwaves. They didn't have electricity. It was very... So this spoke to them directly because they understood. And so how did he apply it to their lives? Like, how does a seed grow? It needs rich soil. It needs water. It needs sunlight. He said some of the seed is thrown on the hard, rocky path, and there's no soil there, so it can't grow. Some of it, the soil is really shallow, so it grows and then dies quickly. And then some grows, but there are weeds and there's thorns, and it chokes it out. And the weeds and the thorns grow more than the fruit. But the fourth kind is the good soil. And it grows and produces abundant fruit that can feed 100 people. So the question for us is, what kind of soil am I? Because this is what Jesus is talking about, to them and to us. He said, the sower, the gardener, the farmer goes and plants seed. So he does the work, but the soil has to do the work as well. And so we have to ask ourselves, what kind of soil am I? And what a beautiful kind of coincidence that this parable falls during Catholic Schools Week, where we can really celebrate the gift of coming to Catholic school, whether you're Catholic or not. Because as I've been saying, the most important thing about coming to a Catholic school is learning how to pray, learning how to listen to God, learning how to respond to God, so that whatever you're called to in life, you can say yes, you can produce fruit. And so, how are we, so your priest, your principal, your teachers, it's our job to help you become good soil. That's the only reason we're here. is to help you to be able to receive the Word of God. And so, I mean, one thing we can kind of just imagine is how God just gives seed to everybody. He spreads it everywhere. Even on the soil where He knows it won't grow, He still gives the seed. He still gives the Word. He still gives an opportunity. So no matter who you are or where you are, you're never away from God's love and His mercy. He always shows love and mercy and gives opportunities to everybody. So then how do we nurture our soul, our soil? And then what are some of the dangers? So maybe that third group of seed we can wonder about. It's the one where they're overcome by anxiety and the lure of riches and the craving for other things. So think back a month ago or 2 months ago when you were getting ready for Christmas. What was your desire? What did you ask Santa Claus to bring you? What did you really want more than anything? Were you craving for worldly things? Or was your heart set on receiving Jesus? When you see your friend get new clothes or new toys, or if you know that a new phone is coming out or a new game is being released, are you attracted by the lure of these riches? Or are you satisfied with having enough in Jesus? Because these things of the world aren't necessarily bad, but as Jesus tells us, they can easily choke out His Word. And so this is where we have to be careful. So this is why it's important that we pray every morning when we get to school, why it's important for us to come to Mass, why it's important for us to spend some moments in quiet in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Because the world is competing with Jesus, and Jesus needs you to be good soil so that you can produce fruit. So I've given a couple of challenges the past couple of weeks. Maybe our challenge today could be in those few short moments of prayer in front of the Holy Eucharist at the end of Mass, ask Jesus to help you to become good soil. And maybe, especially for our older ones, ask Him to help you understand what are those things that are competing for Jesus in your life. Where is that lure of riches? Where are the anxieties? Where are the care for anything other than for holiness? Then ask Him to help you overcome that. Ask Him to help you have the grace to produce good fruit. We all know how important it is to do the right thing, to say yes to Jesus. But we also know how easy it is sometimes to say no. So what a blessed and beautiful opportunity we have this morning to give our cares to Jesus and ask Him to take them away and ask Him to make us good soil so that, like we sang, we can always sing the glory, the praise of God, His good news, so that we can always produce fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Amen.